A barbecue taps into our hunter-gatherer past.
Yeah, my appetite is fairly strong these days, thank you.
But eating beef no longer requires a life-and-death battle with a formidable adversary. 8,000 years ago, something extraordinary happened to change all that. The first cows came out of the forests and savannas and into the fields. Whether they came of their own accord or were caught is still debated. But the combination of bovine brawn and human brains would change the destiny of both species. Domestication was our first step in taking control of nature. In harnessing the power of once wild animals, we would utterly transform life on Earth. Lori Wynn Carlson is the author of Cattle, An Informal Social History.
It appears that domestication of cattle began about 8,000 years ago in three separate locations. One location is Mesopotamia, and another was in the Indus River Valley. And the third location now is believed to be Africa.
From these centers, domestication spread across Eurasia and throughout Africa. All over the planet, there were hundreds of potential choices for domestication. But it was the cow that became early man's most important ally as the hunter-gatherer lifestyle gradually settled into agriculture. What made the cow so special? On the plains of East Africa, where earliest man first hunted, we can still see what our ancestors were up against. The criteria for domestication is uncompromising. Very few species would pass muster. If an animal is too flighty or depends on mass migration for survival, it fails. If it cannot breed in captivity, it fails. If it grows too slowly or too large, it fails. If its diet or the conditions it needs are too specialized to recreate, it fails. If it is too aggressive, it fails. The cow passed all these exacting tests to become the most important member of a very exclusive club, the domesticates. Our ancestors chose wisely, and there have been very few additions to their original list of animal allies.
It seems that cattle's herd behavior is what made them so suitable for domestication, because they like to stay in a group. They seek solace in the group and they stay together. And by them following their self-selected leader for where they choose to go, it's been easy for man to take that place and to become imprinted as the leader of the herd. And on the other hand, animals that are quite nervous and have a nervous temperament and exhibit flight response, when man appears, they just jump and run, and there's no chance for interaction. So it was that pause that cattle have, that curiosity, the security that they have within a herd. They feel very secure when they're all together, so they don't up and run and run off. And so it gives that chance for man and cattle to bond.
In every new relationship, there are new responsibilities. But who exactly was in charge? Man or cow? Although the cow pulled the plow, man too was set to work.